This is
this
for
is,
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And the name of the program is For a Better Life. And this is your host, Sister Zina. So today's topic is the benefit of divine mercy for keeping relationship with your relatives. Because in the last episode, we have been talking about what are the disadvantages of breaking ties with your relatives. There are many quotes and hadiths, and there's many ayat of the Holy Quran which have been emphasized on this topic. So, dear listeners, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salam relates from the Holy Prophet that he said, "When people claim to possess knowledge but do not act upon it, when they claim to profess love but harbor malice in their heart and sever a relationship, that is breaking your relationship, in such a condition Allah removes mercy from them and makes them undiscerning to logic." That means Allah says, if you're just talking about iman that we love to, right? We are Muslims, when we listen to any kind of hadith, we want to repeat that hadith. We talk about having good ties with your relationship. But in the heart, if we have issues with the relatives, you know, we are human beings. We are not angels. We are, you know, as a human being, some relatives have done bad to us. We know that. So our heart is filled with hatred. So over here, the hadith is saying that do not keep that hatred in your heart. At least, you know, have a mercy in your heart. You never know, you know, what kind of, when the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help you with that kind of a situation. You know, be merciful towards your relatives. That's what the hadith is trying to say, you know. Try to cleanse and purify your own heart, because we are all alone and in a grave also. The Holy Prophet has says that among the various sins, injustice, cutting off relationship with your relatives, are such that one who commits these is punished in this world here as well as hereafter. Apart from this punishment, from those sinners have already been prepared in the hereafter. And that is really, really very dangerous, you know. When the Holy Prophet is saying, in hereafter, Allah is going to cut your lifespan, that's definitely not cool, you know, thinking about it. So kindness to relatives is mandatory. Obligatory. So the Almighty Allah says in the Quran, "And be careful of your duty to Allah, by whom you demand one of another your right and to the ties of relationship." This is a Surah An-Nisa, which has been mentioned we know that there are issues with brothers and sisters. The issues of brothers and sisters, that is over the property. They grew up together from the same parents. They ate in the same plate. You know, they shared the bed, the blanket, and even the clothes. Now they are grown-ups, they are fighting over the properties, which is not so cool. And because of that, even their children don't even know each other, because they have cut their... How many of you have experienced this point that you have cousins in your life, your cousins, and your cousins' children and your children, they don't know each other because you're not in contact with your uncles or aunts or your cousins. How many of you have experienced that? Yes, we all have experienced that, definitely, sure. Because of the not having kindness in our heart, and teeny tiny things has happened in our heart, you know, because of this teeny tiny things, you want to continue. Or maybe your parents, your mother or your father or your auntie had a little fight or an argument with the person, and you are taking the pleasure of cutting down your relationship with your cousin, sister or your brother because of your mother or your auntie, which is not intelligent at all. So Allah speaks about these people, "I will cut your sustenance. I will cut your lifespan," because you need to have kindness in your heart, you know, because whoever have kindness, Allah knows about the kindness. So Allah has ordered three things along with three others in the glorious Quran. And you know, these having kindness in the heart for your relatives is obligatory. The word is obligatory, which is like a huge word. Now, what are the three things? Salat is ordered along with zakat. Yes, it goes with along if the zakat is the mandatory one, you know, when it's due about us. So the salat will not be accepted if we don't give the zakat, if the mandatory one.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Second one, Allah has ordered thankfulness to Himself along with the thankfulness to one parents. That means you have to do, Ya Allah, thank you so much. We even have to thank our parents because they have done a lot for us. If one is not grateful to one's parents, it is as if he has not been grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You maybe go out offering a lot of salat and zakat, but if you're not thankful to Allah or your parents, if you're not thankful to your parents, Allah says, it's like you're not thankful to me. Allah has ordered pity along with kindness to one relatives and king. The one who is not kind towards the relative is not at all pious. So what is the hadith which is saying that? If you're not kind towards your relatives, then you're not pious. Then don't call yourself a mu'min person. You know the word mu'min, the pious one? Yes. That's what you say. In order to be pious, you have to have good relationship and kindness towards your relative. So what are the rights of the relatives and the eases reckoning? Let's talk about it. What does the hadith says? I'm talking about the hadith. You know, the creator of the universe, Almighty Allah, remarks in the Holy Quran and says in Surah Al-Nahl, certainly Allah orders equity, kindness to people and the giving of what they need to their relatives. So look at your relatives, the need of the relative, especially the poor relative. Haven't we experienced that they are poor relatives, rich relative, middle class relative, the relatives who need help in during the health and all of a sudden a problem has come. Maybe the teeny tiny help that comes with your relative, they make a phone call and says, could you just help me at this time? I really, really need your help. Can you come to the hospital? And the person may reply by saying, I'm just busy doing something, you know, maybe you can call someone else. Maybe the person is really, 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 really busy. But the first important, if you're not really, really busy, go and help your relative, because this is actually the mandatory thing. You know, it says that comes with a lot of blessing. I mean, you know, the inimical relatives of Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Imam has made a will in his last moment. He told his people, pay 70 dinars to my paternal cousin, Hassan of Tars. He was asked, Master, you're making a gift to someone who has attacked you with sword. Imam replied, do you think I should not be included among those concerning whom the Quran has said? This is what he's saying. Yes, Surah Ar-Rad says, and those who join that what Allah has bidden to be joined and have awe of the Lord and fear the evil reckoning. Allah has created paradise, purified it and made it fragrant. Its fragrance is felt at the distance of 2,000 years of travel. But the one who disobeys his parents or breaks his ties with his relatives will be so far away from paradise that he will not even experience his fragments. So we have to understand the point. We need to have kindness in our heart because this life is so temporary, dear brothers and sisters. The temporary life will give us benefit only if we act towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make a call or give a WhatsApp message to your relatives who you don't feel the kindness in your heart and experience how Allah creates mercy in your heart. Have mercy for your own relatives, and this is how it's going to increase our sustenance and risk. So brothers and sisters, dear listeners, you have been listening to IRIB English Radio, and the name of the program is For a Better Life, and we have been talking about the kindness towards your relatives. Stay tuned for another exciting episode. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I need.
And I know that you see how much you need. You mean to me, 'cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be, and I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.